A new mentoring program needs your help to get off the ground. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. As a lot of us struggle to make ends meet in this tough economy, it's sometimes easy to lose sight of the big picture. How your business will fare in 5, 10, or 20 years is obviously at the back of the hangar when you're dealing with cutbacks, higher fuel prices, and daily battles, the kind that it takes to keep the business in the air. But the clock is ticking.
There's going to be a workforce crisis for the aviation and aerospace communities.
Jamail Arkins is a remarkable young man who might not have found flying if he didn't have a world-class mentor who really cared. Now he's a nationally recognized pilot who's the FAA's first ever ambassador for aviation and space education, and he's learned a few disturbing facts about the coming manpower crisis in aviation.
More than 50% of the entire workforce in aviation and aerospace is over the age of 50. So that definitely means to me that we're going to have a wave of people retiring.
That expected wave of retirements will affect every facet of the industry and could cripple aviation as we know it for years to come. But in Palm Springs, California, Desert Jets President Denise Wilson has a plan.
We have a client who is heavily involved with the Connor Burton Aviation Foundation, and they approached us and asked us how we could help get the word out to college students about business and corporate aviation as a viable career. So many times we've seen that airlines offer internships and mentorships programs in colleges, and they're able to get those students into the airline pipeline early, but we haven't really had that same emphasis on corporate and business aviation.
So Desert Jet is teaming up with the Connor Burton Foundation to find business aviation internships for college students at Kansas State University. But this is not easy work.
Well, I have to be honest, it's been disappointing. I was expecting there would be more of an interest in this, but that's why I'm really happy to have this opportunity to appeal to NBAA members and to help show our college students coming up through the pipeline, business aviation is a viable career. Here's why. Come to our departments. Let us show you what your future can be.
Larkin says getting by day to day is one thing, but that doesn't address the day after tomorrow. The loyalty you'll create for your company and the industry as a whole is of immeasurable value.
Despite the fact that some of these kids might be interested in helping out with any aspect of the industry that they possibly can just to get their foot in the door, if you can go out there and make the experience even more meaningful, then it's going to have a bigger impact on their lives. The more that we can do to get kids involved in aviation and give them a meaningful experience when they're involved in it from a mentor standpoint, the bigger the impact and the better off it's not going to only be for our industry, but also for that individual's life.
If anyone's interested in an internship, get in touch with me at denise@desertjet.com, and I can help set everyone up with Kansas State and the Connor Burton Aviation Foundation.
Eventually, Wilson says she'd like to take this business aviation mentoring program nationwide. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA sponsors more than a dozen seminars and professional development planning courses year-round. The courses are offered on-site at locations across the country or online. Increase your professional knowledge and advance your business aviation career with a PDP course today by visiting www.nbaa.org/on-demand.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Remember a while back I told you about the FAA's new triennial re-registration program? All in-registered aircraft have to be re-registered by the deadline. That deadline, of course, is determined by the month in which your plane's certificate was issued. Now we're getting reports that while the process has gone pretty smoothly so far, owners who miss the FAA deadline have had their aircraft grounded when their registration certificates run out. For a look at the schedule, check the NBAA website. EBACE is coming up, and it looks like the biggest yet. The European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition runs May 17th through the 19th in Geneva. So far, more than 460 exhibitors have signed up. Check it out at ebase.aero/2011. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.